5 episodes. This easy one. Starting with...
It was shortened because of the writer's strike, right?
Did that happen in 2012 to 13? Maybe?
No, I guess not.
Oh. Yeah, I lost that. The first one is March 2012, Homicidal Robot Somnambulism. Mm. Happy Hour, your... No, involuntary sponsor, Mad Men. Happy Hour, Quelf. It's a board game sitting nearby. It is chaotic and good. I agree.
I'm looking right at it.
Happy Hour, Brian. Getting Mail.
Yeah, Mail's okay.
Only okay?
Yeah, maybe it's a neutral.
My Bumper Patrol, people on their phone too much. Yeah. Your Bumper Patrol, cashiers commenting on purchases.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that's still not fun.
I got a story about that. I'll tell you off pod.
Uh-oh. I've Been Everywhere Man segment. Another travel one. It's Megan is at a new job at a news station. Your roommate was about to have a kid, and Brian sleepwalks.
Do I?
And you said you did.
I used to.
You Don't Know Ben happened. Then impressions characters. You were Cosby. Bill, I think.
No. could have been another one.
You were Sir Alec Guinness. Oh. I was Batman. You were then Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage.
Oh.
After show, Hulk Hogan talk. Brian sings I've Been Everywhere Man. The notes are, we declare this to be the start of season 4. Ben has a mini Candyland rant, and Megan's working at a new place. Was she on, or did I just talk about it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We got some tea instructions from Neil in an email.
Oh, from a British person. Yeah, our segment, Ask a British Person?
And then also some from Uncle Totem.
Okay, not British.
I guess we asked for feedback about tea in the last edition.
Yeah, I think my previous happy hour was tea, so
got lots of feedback. We then have a clip. Oh, what's the third question?
If you could change your name, if you had to change your name, legally, you have to change your name. You can no longer be Ben. What would you be? You said Batman.
Think how cool it would be. I would probably get on the news for that, too.
I would be Sir Alec Guinness.
Welcome to the Happy Cast with Batman and Sir Alec Guinness. That'd be the coolest. I would talk like Batman.
And I would talk like Sir Alec Guinness.
That's right, Alec.
Yeah, okay.
Best podcast ever.
Alternate timeline podcast.
Yep.
I liked it.
And here's one.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been Greenville, Toronto, Winslow, Arizona, Wichita, Toronto, Arizona, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama,
So where in America is it?
It's just a little bit north of East Dakota.
Hard lyrics.
Yeah, they are.
Edition 30. Another highlight.
Ooh.
We're getting real good in here, I guess. One podcast to rule them all. This one, by the way, did occur about... I mean, the first one in the season was March 15th. We're now December 5th.
A little bit of a break.
Longer than our other season breaks. This is the same season, though.
Yeah.
Involuntary sponsor, middle-aged men with gray hair that make you feel old.
Okay.
Happy hour, churros. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours was old movies and theaters.
Yeah.
Definitely. My Bumper Troll, people in movie theaters. Yes. Yours was overhype of The Godfather.
You know, I did rewatch Godfather. It's a masterpiece.
Wow. Really good. I should try it again. I was bored last time.
Yeah, I was super bored the first time I watched it, but I love it now.
Away on holiday, Thanksgiving, and proposal. Oh, I must have proposed to Megan at some
congrats.
Point.
Congrats. What'd she say?
This is what she said.
So waiting to get back to you.
I do know when it happened, she cried for a while first. So I was like, I don't know what this means.
As somebody who has proposed to someone before, that's the reaction you get.
Like, at least say yes or no somewhere in the crying. Impressions, just one, you were Gandalf.
I don't know what that would have been like.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Frodo, did you put the name in the Goblet of Fire?
After show, we read bad wedding jokes. Mm-hmm. Oh, like the ball and chain stuff, I think. Notes, back after long gap, food pyramids, movie lounge opens, it's closed now.
Aww.
Brian hates The Godfather, Ben proposed to Megan, Ben asked Brian to be best man.
On the pod?
I think on the pod.
Oh, wow.
History.
I hope that's the clip you bought. You brought.
Let me see. Nope, it's called Pangaea Globe.
Future generations will not know the food pyramid as part of trying to build a balanced diet.
It's like all the people who used to call Russia the USSR and still do, because that's what they're used to learning.
Sure, yes, yeah. That's not a bad example of that.
Some of my schools, like as I went through school, I mean, of course, because whatever, had globes where Russia was still the USSR.
I think that, you know, makes a very sad statement about public schools.
And, the rest of them seem pretty accurate.
Okay, all right.
To be fair, we weren't even really using the globe for anything.
Oh, you mean in Arkansas, you guys are about, you know, far past us, because when I was in school, all of our globes just had Pangaea on it. So.
Wow.
Didn't even know they, you know, had globes back then.
Or how useful they would be.
Exactly.
I just need a map.
Just one land mass right here.
A square map would do just fine for knowing how to get around it.
Pangaea jokes.
I'll do a mini Bumper Patrol mid pod, and I heard it right there. Where sometimes I think of a joke, I get so excited about it, I start stumbling over my words just to get to the punchline.
Oh, Definition 31 also highlighted as good.
Ooh,
the Pod Padre, involuntary sponsor socks.
Again? Yeah. You can tell we're getting ready to sunset this part of the show.
We are. Very soon, actually. We're about to come up on intro skits instead. Yeah, just 2-3 episodes ago, it was socks. And then Throx before that. My happy hour was cheesy rice and clear Americans. I forgot about cheesy rice, and I want some now. Yours was Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Mine was a specific metal creaky door sound, and I do still hate it. Yours was death of channel surfing.
Okay. I thought you meant the segment. Activity.
You kind of can on like Tubi now.
Oh, that's true. Pluto. It is back.
All of them. There are a lot of those. Quibi.
God, Quibi.
Away on Holiday, New Year's and Christmas stuff. That's the usual kind of thing. The Wedding Casters was a segment we did three of. Megan cooks her engagement ring. That happened accidentally.
What?
Her ring, she took it off when she was like washing a dish or something, and then she made something that had foil in like a glass pan or whatever, mm-hmm. and the foil like curved caught the ring, and so the ring got cooked in the oven. We couldn't find it anywhere until we pulled the food out, and there it was.
Oh, and it was fine though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot, but fine. And we set a date. Then, no impressions. After show, discussion of new podcast schedule that we don't keep to. Modern day Gump movie and Fort Loops. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's like Fruit Loops, but Fort Loops. Notes, we survived the apocalypse. Al Roker pooped himself.
Oh, yeah.
Second Jenna Elfman reference back to back.
Weird.
Brian gets mini socks. Ben bought Plants vs. Zombie pants. Those are gone. And Chromeo wrote a poem for us.
Oh, wow.
I don't. Well, we do have it. That is our clip for this expedition.
Oh, fun.
Let us hear Chromeo. And then also Fort Loops is after that. So we can hear what the heck that's about. Oh, okay, there are four.
It was a great show.
Let's start with Air Bud spinoffs.
Oh, an Air Bud reception? Or a marathon at the reception?
The ceremony is officiated by Air Bud himself.
Oh, he died.
Oh, no.
I've been looking up a lot about Air Bud movies. I didn't know there were so many. I didn't know there was a spinoff series with his puppies and the puppies talk.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah, this Air Bud, Air Bud Golden Receiver, Air Bud World Pup, Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch, Air Bud Spikes Back. And then there's, like, the spinoffs where, like, Buddy had, like, a bunch of puppies with this dog named Molly or something. There's, like, Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies.
Did you say Space Buddies?
Yeah.
Where they're in space?
The buddies tag along for a field trip to the Space Museum and accidentally walk aboard a rocket ship.
Oh, my God. That sounds like the best movie ever.
Now we know what we're doing when you come early.
Exactly. If you want to watch Space Buddies.
So would you still watch those?
I would watch it right now. Do you want to stop the recording and go watch Space Buddies?
Yeah, well, we'll be back in an hour and a half.
Okay.
Hey, we're back. Time for Chromio Arsenal's beat poem.
My bum patrols when people on Facebook and other places incorrectly type the word your. And then he composes a short poem to voice his feelings.
I don't, okay. In a audio-only format, I don't know how this is going to work. But
it's not a song.
But you're in your, okay, read the poem.
All right. Should I have, like, bongos playing or something?
Sure, yes.
I can always insert bongo sounds.
Okay, that's good. That'll work better. I'll just snap.
All right, that works. I requested that you write your, when instead you wrote your. It was a mistake, I am sure, of bad grammar du jour. Perhaps you should have thought more. Oh, next time I implore, do your planning before, for your error I deplore. Read a gosh darn book.
Groovy, man, groovy.
Cheers and happy podcasting, Brandon.
I forgot that guy's British.
I made choices with the ways I tagged. Thank you, Chromio Arsenal, for that feedback back then. Now, I have Fort Loops, so we can figure out what that was about.
Fruit Loops. I did not notice until much later in life that Fruit Loops is spelled F-O-R-R-T.
What?
L-O-O-P-S.
Wait, F-O-R-R-T?
Oh, wait.
It's in Fort Loops.
F-R-O-O-T.
Okay, I was like, what are you talking about?
I can't believe nobody's noticed. It says Fort.
This is Fort Loops. You think by now someone would have noticed that?
Fort Loops. I did not notice until recently. I looked at the box like, oh, it's spelled F-O-R-R-T. No. I don't want to say that.
F-O-R-R-T.
F-R-O-O-T.
Fort. Your weird Georgian public stores have Fort Loops.
Y'all have Fort Loops out here?
No. And Jars of Joy.
If anything feels amazing, are you associated with Santa Claus?
Well, no, it's just Santa's clothes are like all like soft and like fuzzy.
It's like this chef's knife is amazing. It's like a chef's knife that Santa would use.
No. I don't know. He probably wouldn't. He'd probably have the elf slaves do that or something.
No. It's a dark take on the holiday.
They're slaves. They don't get paid.
They get paid in the joy of children around the world.
Oh, yeah. All right, fine. You will start getting paid in that at your job.
I can't. That's not a monetary thing I can use for commerce. No.
Joy.
They get...
Try to buy socks with joy.
Sir, I will give you... What is the unit of measure for joy?
A jar?
I will give you 2.5 jars of joy for this fine pair of dress socks.
I don't think that would work.
Jars of joy.
Jars of joy.
Edition 32. We have now jumped into May of 2013. BYO Lasagna.
Okay.
These expeditions, I think, are season 4 because they're mainly the Ben's about to get married era of episodes. No involuntary sponsor. Socks killed it.
Done.
It is gone now. Happy hour. Shells and cheese / Bates Motel. Right. I haven't finished Bates Motel, but sure. Your happy hour. Chess.
Stand by it.
Saying preesh.
Preesh.
And wearing ties.
Yeah, I don't wear ties so much anymore, but one day.
Bumper Patrol, Cow and Chicken, and Dead Space 3. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bumper Patrol, you, Chocolate Milk, and Rice Krispies.
I don't know what that means either.
I guess they don't go together?
I guess, maybe.
Wedding Casters, the dresses were done. I talked about geocaching and the wedding expo that we went to.
Mm.
We won something. One Impression, Jack Torrance, was you. At the end, we did not say stay keep. I said catch it. I think I was trying out a new catchphrase.
Oh, trying to replace it, huh?
Yeah. Didn't After pick off. Show was Brian's wedding march song. We'll see. Notes: two popes. Ben went to a wedding expo. Brian watched The Shining and talks about his movie list.
Movie list.
I guess you had a list. We'll have to see how far into that thing you are. I have three shorties in here. Here's one.
If you wanted it to look like, you know, comically bad, you could have had me to do it. People would have gotten a good laugh out of it. It would have been stick figures and people, you know, maybe people wouldn't have shown up at your wedding because they would have thought, oh, these people already have a child, and they had their child draw the save the date. That's what it would have looked like.
You can draw it for our honeymoon save the date, which I am descending to Megan.
Okay, that's great. I'll work on that as soon as you get done recording.
I will send it to her. And she will decide to no longer get married. Just based on how my friends draw.
It's going to be that bad.
Oh, wow.
You did not draw the save the date.
No.
My sister did.
Yeah, it was really nice. I think I still have mine somewhere.
I have extras somewhere. They're cool, though. Thank you, New Today. Now, here's you summarizing Mystery Science Theater 3000.
All right, so it's Mystery Science Theater 3000 for video games.
Kind of, except usually it's not scripted in advance.
Oh.
So I guess it's kind of like if we played Call of Juarez again, but just recorded it. It's that.
Hey, man, I am offended at your accusation that Mystery Science Theater 3000 was pre-scripted. That man and that robot and that other robot and that third robot were all making that stuff. we're all making that stuff up off the top of their heads.
Not true, Brian.
Oh, man. It's like finding out Santa isn't real all over again.
Wait, what?
What?
And here's your wedding march.
Do-do-do-do-do. It's the happy cast where we talk about things that are happy. There's Ben and Brian and another person that only they can see. But sometimes there's also a ghost. Here comes the bride. And also the groom is also here. The bride is being marched down the aisle by her father. The groom is hungover from his bachelor party.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, no, that's the traditional wedding march song, right?
I don't know what prompted you to do that. Did I ask you to?
I don't. Some of these are missing important context.
But I think I remember editing as much context as I could without making that link or them too long.
That's fair.
So who knows? We're now in season 5.
Ooh, season 5. The time travel season.
Maybe. I mean, a little bit. This is where it gets big. We're trying hard now.
Oh.
We go for a weekly schedule. We go for a theme for each episode. We have intro skits and outro skits. There are commercials in this thing now. First one I highlighted as really good. Because the last one was 9/21/13, the day of my wedding.
Okay.
And Megan's. It was Puddin' Pouch. Hmm. Wait.
Oh, do we skip Puddin' Pouch?
Yeah. I lied.
No clip.
We are not on season 5.
Okay.
We are on Puddin' Pouch. There's a big build up to go back. Which is 33. Finale of season 4. The day of mine and Megan's wedding, called Puddin' Pouch. It was a live episode. The first one in person, like this one is right now. Involuntary sponsor. Nature's Child, : Puddin' Pouches. Pouches of pudding. And Megan is guesting.
Mm-hmm.
Our first full guest, I think, too. My happy hour was Cookie Clicker, a little idle incremental game. Yeah, it's good. Yours was Brian's two-person movie club.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
The Megan's happy hour was Haircut. My bumper patrol was Arkansas's Humid Weather. Yep. Yours was the DFW Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Oh, terrible airport.
Oh, yeah. And Megan's was carpet. Our carpet, specifically. I'm
pretty sure. It's all carpet.
I mean, maybe that, too. We have very little carpet here at our new place.
Yeah, I hate carpet, too.
Rugs, that's all. Wedding casters, a couple days until wedding, but it came out on the actual wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I lied. It wasn't recorded on the wedding. You were Scarface. And then I have... You were a character called Uncle Eldon that apparently is Regis/Cosby/Shatner.
It's a lot.
It is. No after show, because it was a quick one. Notes in-person show. First guest star, Megan. First taste test. Brian's birthday. And Ben tells Licorice story.
About again. the jelly beans?
I think I told it again. Yeah.
Oh, we do repeat things sometimes. It's been 15 years.
And I have a clip.
I can still smell the fresh paint.
Oh, in here?
Titanic was called the Ship of Dreams.
Are you quoting something now?
Yeah, it's Titanic.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I just like the feeling of, you know, hair after haircut. You're like, yeah, I feel good. And that's, I don't know.
Doesn't work as well for me. I have short hair. I have short hair all over my clothes afterwards, no matter how tight the cape... Cape?
What?
Apron?
Yes, he wears a cape every day.
Yeah, I wear a front...
Do you go to, like a... When you go to this barber shop, do you sit in, like, a rocket ship? Is this, like, a child barber shop?
I do. They give me goggles and everything.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's something I'm taking off.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It's like a reverse cape.
Yeah, it's like a front cape.
I have a cape in my closet I could put on during the podcast, but I won't. Time for season 5.
Okay, tell us about it.
We're doing voluntary sponsors. I mean, intro skits. I did this already. Hashtag HappyCast Rebegins. I highlighted this as a good one, like a real good one. Last one was, as I said, on wedding day, 9/21/13. This one is now January 5th, 2015.
Wow.
Big gap.
Our largest gap to date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Editing Ben here. I should also add, because I forgot the time, to say that starting in season 5 and continuing on for, I think until now, we have an ongoing storyline about being bought out by a mysterious benefactor named Orson Slade. He is the one that I keep talking about. He is the person who is funding the podcast according to the start of this season onward.
Our intro skit was a movie trailer style Darkness While We Were Gone type deal. Mm-hmm. My happy hour is board games. Yes. I'm sitting in a room surrounded by them.
I estimate we're surrounded by at least 100 board games.
Possibly. I should count them sometime. There are also some of these have some behind them. Mm-hmm. Your happy hour, new barbershop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like them.
Did it switch your bum patrol from haircuts?
If you had to get a haircut, it was a good place to do it.
Okay. My bum patrol was people's alibis on TV. Yes. I think it was mainly a lot of people are just sitting around doing nothing by themselves. So how are you supposed to have an alibi?
Right.
Your bum patrol was eggnog.
What was the date on this?
2015.
The month.
No, January.
Okay, I like eggnog. It was probably that it was gone now.
Okay. Eggnog gone. I should change sometime. The danger zone was you picking up a hitchhiker.
That happened.
Yeah, it did. Go hear that one if you want to hear that one. Oh, I think we're down to the one segments now, an episode.
Okay.
Impressions and care. Oh, we got characters now, not just impressions. We had Chad Snyder. We had Professor Rad. We had... that homeless guy, and Orson Slade was here. We had bumper skits now, including Chad Snyder's Easy as ABC, Professor Rad's The Hacks of Life were the two that we had. I got a notification that we're about to get a delivery soon.
Ooh.
After show was our mysterious benefactor telling us to do a morning radio show next time. In the notes, I have phase 2 begins of... I need an alibi, and you start the Gilmore Girls.
No, oh, yeah.
Don't know what that is about.
I just started watching it.
Oh, I thought it was like founded.
No.
Good show.
Yeah, it is good.
Here is a cowboy outro.
That's nothing.
I do reckon that brings us to the end of this here podcast.
I here do reckon I agree with you.
All right. Suddenly we're cowboys or something. That's fun. Well, y'all city slickers, come on back next time. You hear?
On the happy cast.
I can't really end the show like that.
No. All right. So
what is that going to be our new thing? Is that how we have to end every show now?
As cowboys? No.
We could.
We could start doing that.
Oh, next edition. 35. But we also had a renumbering here that I have retroactively changed because it's confusing. But now it was episode 1 again.
We went back to 1.
We did. But no, now we're back at 35. Dead Inside is our title. Intro skit was a morning radio show with Sly Bry and Benny Two Shoes.
Oh, yes.
Happy Hour was winter.
Yep.
And yours, movie going.
Yep.
Those are lazy ones. Obvious based on other things we previously said. My bumper patrol was a new neighbor named Brad. Oh, yeah. And he's probably fine now. I don't know. Yours was theater food.
It's gotten better.
And Netflix picks, we talked about Psych for me and Big Fish for you.
Oh, I love Big Fish.
I love Psych. Both good. Under the impressions, we have Slybri, Benny Two Shoes, or characters. We had a character named Megan Smiles. Mm-hmm. We had Grumpy Old Men, both of us.
Oh, she was the weather person.
Yeah, I think so. Or like the chopper, too, I think, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Chad Snyder and Orson Slade were back. We had Sly Bry's readable audio as a bumper skit. And the new today's punny dispositions.
Oh.
That was a good one. After show, radio show with a prank phone call. And Slade tells us to do a children's show next week. In the notes, my new neighbor is Brad. You liked Interstellar. I talk about Arrow and The Flash. And you watch Gilmore Girls and Justified.
Both great shows.
They are. Which one's better?
Justified. Only because Justified sticks the ending. Gilmore Girls goes off the rails.
Okay. What about the remake of Justified? A reboot?
I haven't watched it yet.
Here's 35.
Oh, man. That would have been wild, man. Far out. Mustard countdown. Let's go right now. Top five kinds of mustard. Number five. Spicy brown.
I don't like mustard.
Number two, yellow mustard. Number three, Dijon mustard. Number two, honey mustard. And number one with a bullet. I can't think of any more mustard. That's it.
I didn't call it out, I guess. We went 5-2-3-2-1.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you should have called out.
Maybe I didn't notice. I probably zoned out because you mentioned mustard.
you're dissociating. It's like, all right. If I give him 30 seconds.
Here he goes. Epedition 36, Muppets versus Jason. I like that title. Intro skit children's show with Ben and Fiddles McGinty, who I think was the Happy Cast mime or something.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
A mime in the podcast. We are funny. Happy Cast. My happy hour, Nancy Drew games. Yours was End of Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Bumper Patrol. Mine was Chainsaw and a Hockey Mask combo. Yes, that is not Jason. Yours was Paperback Books.
Yeah.
They curl up.
They do.
Then
they always seem water damaged.
Oh, so easily. Then we... What the heck was our third segment? It's missing. It was Jumpin' Jack Flashback. But I don't think I have one written down.
Ooh,
I have to go back and re-listen.
A mystery is afoot.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, in characters, I have a Barney-ish type, me, Fiddles McGinty, Chad Snyder. I am the voice of The Cow Says. You were a little British girl, and I was Old Lady Whispering Hush.
Oh, from Goodnight Moon.
Yeah. That is our clip. I was just double-checking. Our skits were Happy Cast action figures and the Wootenators pseudo destinations.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that recurring. I like that. After show, children's show, after show song. Ben trapped under a fridge. Oh, that's what happened to me. And we were told to reflect on the past by our benefactor. And the notes are, we talk about Stephen King books again. Ben tells a story about salad at Chris's house. Yep. Ben switched to bacon quesadillas. I forgot about that.
Oh, wow. That didn't last.
Oh, there are no more bacon bits. That's why.
Oh, okay.
We talk about Ticket to Ride.
Oh, yeah. We've been playing a lot of that.
Yeah, that's cool. And Brian has glasses.
I do.
Right now, even. I can see them.
Gosh, I forgot that so much of the show is pre-glasses for me.
Yeah. And here is Old Lady Whispering Hush.
Well, Ben, I am very tired. I think it's time to put this here podcast to bed.
Shouldn't we put you to bed if you're tired?
I have to tuck in the podcast, you know, okay. Read a bedtime story, make sure it's comfortable, has a warm glass of milk, maybe I'll sing a lullaby, and then once the podcast is off, then I will go to sleep.
That makes sense. Good night, podcast. Sitting on the couch.
Are you doing a Goodnight Moon thing?
Yeah, except it's about the podcast.
I always found it weird, the part of Goodnight Moon that's like, Goodnight, Old Lady Whispering Hush.
It's yeah, like, oh. That was creepy.
That always terrified me. like it shifted genres like a horror book at that point. like something out of The Shining almost.
Yeah, that part is creepy.
That's pretty good hush.
Hush.
Yeah, that should be a D&D voice for you.
It probably is. I've probably done that before.
Oh, editing Ben again. I have a couple updates for this one. I went back and listened to this episode and found out what the Jumping Jack flashback was for this. It was three stories. First, Brian talked about when he made a mess at a daycare and didn't tell anybody, and then the whole class got in trouble. Then I told a story about how I understood rain clouds were made when I was a child, and it was very wrong. And then Brian told one more story about him in daycare again, and he had a crush on a little British girl who lied about knowing the Fonz. Other than that, I also found another clip that we forgot to listen to and play. I'm just going to drop that in here, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, the time Fonzie went to California and rode a bull, I think? I don't remember.
I have not seen Happy Days.
Oh, wait, no, that's the one where he jumped the shark, is when they're in California,
oh,
right?
Oh, I've heard of that for some reason.
That's because it's a very famous episode for being one of the best television episodes of all time.
Oh, that's why it's famous? For being
I'm
good.
Pretty sure. Yeah. That's why people throw that phrase around, like jumping the shark means when a show gets really good. Like it was pretty good before, but then it gets incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's Lost always jumped the shark then, all the time.
Oh, a nonstop shark jumping. Like, remember when
spoiler.
They...
Spoiler! Spoiler!
That was such a shark jump
spoiler
moment.
Spoiler alert!
I'm sorry. Can you bleep that out? Can you?
Yeah, I'll bleep that out. Remember when they...
Okay. Okay, well, don't make it seem that profane if you can. All right, but...
Fine. Remember when they... The spoiler.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I guess that's not so bad.
37, something old, something... Oh, sorry. Something old, new, shuffled, spew. It was too long to put all the somethings in there. I have amnesia, so we have a flashback episode here.
Oh, okay.
My happy ass... My happy hour is Furt and Quelf.
Ah, there they are.
Yep, Furt is from the makers of Quelf. It's similar. Yours was air travel. Mm-hmm. Mine was, I told the story of Shufflin' Kyle.
Shufflin' Kyle.
Yours was that you didn't get to do a best man speech.
Oh, I should have done that.
I think you did on the show because of it.
Oh, yeah.
We did a You Don't Know Ben. Then our impression of the characters. I was old-timey. You were a stand-up comedian. Professor Rad. I was an old man podcaster. And we were both future voice. Oh, because we flashbacked.
Okay.
Bumper skits. A commercial for Spew, an energy drink that will come up more in the future. Next episode, I think. And Professor Rad's life camera hackathon. Or hackshin.
No.
Professor Rad's action. Life camera hackshin. Life hacks. I forgot about that. After show, we got some results about how my... medical bills or something. I'm fine. And Brian has a blood spew concentration of 1.
Oh no.
All your blood was spew. And the sky is gray. What's that song? Notes. I talk about a bachelor party. You give the lost best man speech. This feedback from Chad Snyder. We flash forward to 2020.
The future.
Interesting. I wonder if we talked about COVID.
We should have warned ourselves.
We should have. We also got a lesson from Anne about something old, new, shuffled, and blue. Not shuffled.
Shuffled.
Borrowed. I forgot what it's called that for that reason. We have 3 clips here. Here is one of them.
I don't know if we'll ever see it go below $2 ever again. I would be shocked if that ever happens.
Probably not ever since. When did that first be that price? That's not good words.
Ben forgot how words work.
That's not good words, Brian. Oh, yeah. So I guess you'll have to stick to the flying. Well, isn't, like, fly price pretty expensive, too? I mean, they also use fuel, I think.
They do use fuel, you're right.
I'm pretty sure it's not pedal-powered.
At first, I was under the impression that the planes were powered by magic and the imagination of children.
But you drove this time, Brian.
I did drive. Yeah, plane tickets are expensive, man.
And they use gas.
And learned. They use fuel.
No idea. Here's another one.
Those sound pretty familiar. Like, I've heard several of the things you said somewhere before. Is that plagiarized?
I don't know, Ben. You know, words... I mean, how many words are there in the world that, you know... I'm sure every sentence I throw out has been spoken by somewhere. Someone somewhere in the world
probably
before.
Probably not that one. That one's been spoken by anyone.
True. You got me there.
You burned me.
I did. And that was in reference to... your best man speech, which is this.
Okay, here we go. My best man speech that never was. This is not the beginning of the end. It is a step through the looking glass. This is the shape of things to come. I'm not going to speak for long. I'll try to keep it under 3 minutes. I would have traveled across the sea to witness these two say I do. However, I admit, when I first arrived in Arkansas, I felt a bit like a stranger in a strange land. But Ben and Megan have been nothing but hospitable. This place feels like a second home to me now, and as we all know, there's no place like home. When I first met Ben, I had a very selfish outlook on life, every man for himself. But ever since Ben met the love of his life, Megan, I've realized, if we can't live together, we'll die alone. Cynics will tell you that marriage is the beginning of the end. They're wrong. The whole truth is that it's a transformative journey through the looking glass to a better life. This journey can be overwhelming at times, but their love for each other is the constant that will carry them all the way to the end. So, raise your glasses. Here's to the shape of things to come. And lastly, Eggtown. Thank you very much.
Oh, very good, very good. Some people might not know what the heck that was. It was me just squeezing in as many Lost titles as I can into the speech.
Which, it was impressive.
Which, you know, in retrospect, would it be at the best I did to alienate a room full of people for a personal joke for Ben?
Well, I think they all work still.
Some of them. Some of them.
Other than Eggtown. Eggtown was just for me. But the rest, I feel like, still could have worked. Listeners, write in and let us know. Would it have worked if you don't know?
Yeah, I'm sure. We have people listening who probably haven't watched Lost.
My sister only saw 3-4 episodes before she scratched my season 1 disc.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just like how she broke your Wii.
She did. She broke it while I was gone.
I think she owes you, like, monetary compensation for these things.
A lot. A lot of it. Now, 38, a boy named Coleslaw.
I don't know why I like that one so much.
It's a dumb name. Intro skit. It's a very special episode intervention for your spew habit.
Oh, my spew addiction.
Again, spew being an energy drink in the universe. My happy hour was Kit Kat Bites. Those were good. Where'd those go? Yours were late career Liam Neeson movies.
Ah, you know what? He just had another one Friday that came out. So
yeah,
he's on a roll.
I want to see that one. My Bummer Patrol was Hamburger Culture. Yeah. Mm. Just too much.
Too much going on.
Too much hamburger. Yours was Addiction to Collecting.
I do like to collect things.
We had a fight court. Marvel versus DC, Alien versus Predator, and Hamburger versus Hot Dog.
Oh, we just did a bunch.
Yes. I don't know who chose what, but DC won, Predator won, and Hot Dog won.
Okay, yeah, those are all good.
A DC Hot Dog Predator.
I don't. That sounds like something you'd see on the news. Yeah. The DC Hot Dog Predator is on the loose again.
Run! Impressions of characters. Professor Rad, Chad Snyder, Regis, Jason Statham. Those were all you. We were both Southern dudes, and then you were Liam Neeson.
Oh.
Bumper skit, a spew compensation ad. That was a funny one. And Trent sent in Trent's tomes. After show, you got almost fired, and you had to make a monkey's paw wish to be more like me.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what that does. Notes, the first Dean scream. That's a lie, because I said that earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta change that. On-air eating. This is a great episode. Planking?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
New version of Fight Court. You talk about Gilmore Girls more. We get a monkey's paw from Slade, and you won't stop singing Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, it's that one. That's the one this is.
Boy named Coleslaw. Let's see. We got a couple here. Here's one.
My Bumper Patrol is people that don't like hamburgers. It's un-American. What? Why not just burn an American flag at that point? You know what I'm saying?
I like hot dogs and apple pie.
Okay, fair enough.
Baseball is okay, you're saved. I guess.
It is a sport.
Good opinion on baseball.
That is my expert opinion on baseball, is that it's a sport.
Okay, so...
Is that still true?
It's still a sport.
True it is day. Still a sport. All right. That's good to confirm. Here's the other one where you are Jason Statham.
I can see that. The only other action hero I know I haven't seen recently is Jason Statham, but he hasn't been doing stuff that I've seen in theaters. Because he was kind of like that. He's like, I'm all strong, and I'm going to punch everything, and I'm going to be awesome about it.
I got a shaved head, and I talk like this.
That's how he talks, right? Did I nail it?
Yeah, yeah. I thought he was here in the room just now.
Oi, It's me, Jason Statham, it is.
No, okay. Nope. Yeah, I think you've lost it.
Okay.
You had it, then you lost it.
It happens sometimes.
Edition 39, Perfecting the Craft with a K. These are all weekly, by the way, still. It's a Freaky Friday episode appropriate because a new one's coming out soon. Happy Hour, my, with Shells and Cheese. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, I forgot. This is confusing because it is flipped. So Brian as Ben said Shells and Cheese.
Oh.
Ben as Brian said Halo. Then Brian as Ben said The Godfather, and Ben as Brian said The Wire.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
That's a dense episode.
Then you, me, chose for Netflix picks The Office. And me, you, chose Mad Men.
Did we do that bit for the whole episode?
Yes. We did. I had to be, I was the voice of Ben, but I think I was Brian as me.
You were, oh my.
Where God. I was picking the things that Brian would pick and vice versa.
I might listen to this one.
Evidition 39. Impressions of characters. Chill, Sly Bri. Mrs. Cat Hat was Fizzbiz. Mm-hmm. I was Mystic Michael.
Mystic Michael?
You were Cockney Neil, and I was Mario, and you were Liam Neeson again. A bumper skits, Sly Bri's audible readable audio, then Ms. Fizzbiz's Cat's Cast. At the after show, we found out that we owe our benefactor Orson Slade $1 million, which is bad. We traveled to Bibjaba to find Mystic Michael to reverse our body swap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah!
The next note is super weird episode. And then Brian tells funeral accent story.
I don't know what it means, but I'm sure it's great.
You do need to hear that one. Perfecting. Oh, here we go. We got two. I'm reading the names of them. All right, here's the first one.
Oh, thank you. The payment went through immediately. You were good for it. Okay. All right, here's your spell. Abracapoof.
Really? That's it? Okay.
Reach pancakes.
Lansbury sucks.
No, she doesn't. Shut your mouth.
I hate hamburgers.
Wow.
Why are you guys doing that? You were fine immediately.
I'm sorry. It seemed more fun our way.
That was definitely one of my D&D voices.
was this pre-D&D?
Yes. Yeah, it was by at least a year, maybe a multiple.
Oh, man.
This has got me practiced for D&D. Well, I like that ending. I forgot about that. And here's another one where I am concerned about the title.
It looks better than I could have imagined. It's a work of art.
It's better than this the child predator.
This predator, yeah, no, who, no, no.
No, like a predator, like kid. Not oh, like a yeah. child predator.
I don't like any pictures of
What about children predators?
What? No, even like little dreadlocked predator children.
Yeah, I've seen a picture. I've actually seen a gif of one. I'll have to show you.
I don't want to see your... No, we're done.
I'll send you my child predator gifts.
Okay, let's stop saying that. Let's stop.
It's
let's
a child stop. Predator.
No. You're making me deeply uncomfortable.
Well, how am I supposed to say it?
This
a
predator...
baby predator?
An adolescent predator? Does that sound better?
It's literally a child who is dressed as a predator.
I understand what you're saying. It still doesn't make me feel very good.
Well, you would say, oh, look at that child alien.
I would not say that.
Look at that child
Superman.
Those
words would never come out of my mouth.
Look at the child Superman over there. He looks so cool.
No. What? No.
Why wouldn't you say that?
Look at that child Superman.
Yeah? What's the better way?
Look at that super kid.
No. No. How about the child alien? Look at that child alien over there.
I don't call children child.
Why not?
I don't know. It's not because I just call him kids. He's a predator kid.
So, all right, look at that kid predator.
No, stop. What? Like, just flip him.
I can't say it backwards.
This is the worst podcast.
I don't know why I was dying on that hill.
Yeah, that's the one you chose.
Look at that adolescent predator. Is that one better?
That's better.
It works better.
Oh.
Hey, it is Editing Ben once again. I'm sorry I'm cutting in so much. I found another clip that we forgot to listen to. Here it is. Reminder, this is a body swap episode, so I am Brian, and Brian is me. That's just important for near the end of it. All right, good luck.
So, here we are. We walked through the Forest of Solitude.
Sounds like we're getting dangerously close to infringing on DC's copyright there, but yes.
No. This is a forest.
Oh, sorry. Yes, the Forest of Solitude.
Yeah. No worries, lawyers. Lawyers. No worries, guys. Leave us be. So now that we're, that's the hut there, isn't it? Right there in front of us? We're standing in front of the door, I'm assuming?
Yep. Let me go ahead and rap on that door. My name is Ben, and I'm here to say...
No rapping. That's your sister's thing, not yours.
40. Bingle, bangle, bingo. This was a good episode. This is our Slumdog Millionaire episode.
Oh, this is a good episode.
You guys got to listen to this one if you haven't. And maybe it's not good in retrospect, but I thought it was really good. Happy Hour, Dead of Winter, Concept, and Gotcha. Three board games that I have on shelves over here near me. Brian's Happy Hour's glasses. Still good?
I like them. Yeah, so sorry. Not. I'm just not. I don't know. I'm still in the last episode.
Child Predator thing?
Yeah, that really threw me.
My Bumper Patrol was bingo. I guess the game. Yours was...
Or the dog.
I feel like I'm not that angry about the dog, but the game, probably. Yours was that you saw your doppelganger.
Again?
Or for the first time.
Okay.
Maybe. Channel Surfing, Better Call Saul, and Justified.
Both great.
Yes, I second that. Impressions of Characters, you were Regis, Chad Snyder. Miss Fizbiz was Deborah, whoever that is. Mm-hmm. I was Crazy Dimitri, and you were Chad Snyder. This is the first appearance of the bumper skit, Crazy Dimitri's Friend Zone. And yours was, oh, not yours, and our guest one was the new today's Punny Disposition again. Mm-hmm. After show, we did more Millionaire, Golden Girls lyrics, Freeze Frame, and Orson Slade wants a public radio show. In our notes, Chris guests in a flashback. Wow. Brian will get an ironic tattoo in the future. And Timothy Oliphant talk. That is a good episode that was hard to make, from what I remember. And we're going to listen to Regis say something, I think.
You said it was B-A, and you are... correct! You've done it! You've won $1 million! You've got the big enchilada!
Brian, you can have the enchilada. I don't want it.
Shop challenge, big enchilada.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Regis. I'll take the check now. Bye.
All right, Regis is pulling out his checkbook. He is writing a check to Ben, HappyCast. He's writing $1 million. How many zeros? It's like three?
I think it's 1 million zeros.
Okay.
One for each dollar.
$1 million, and all right, let's go. There you go. There's your check, and thank you for playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Please lock my door on your way out.
Bye, Mr. Crew Philbin.
Oh, wow. Ben, I can't believe you did it. That's incredible, Ben. That's incredible.
I couldn't have done it without you and the podcast. Thanks, Brian. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Now what do we do?
Travel around the world, back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
No.
Ben, if you had a party, invited everyone you knew. It's a big party. You just invite everyone you've ever known. You would see the biggest gift would be from me.
Nope.
And the card attached would say...
be you in a box.
Thank you.
It's just you, surprise! No one else is going to get a human-sized box.
It's a pretty big box. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, I guess all we got to do now is go find Slade and give him this giant check. Did he have the giant? He ripped out a giant check from his giant checkbook.
His giant checkbook. Regis has unusually big checks. Respect.
Take a while to get to it. That's like the idea of giant checks being torn out of a giant checkbook from his giant wallet.
Oh, yeah.
41. Gates, skate, gate. Oh, yeah. Gates, skate, gate, scapegoat, escape, skate.
Oh, man. That sounds like no news to me.
Oh, pretty much. Our intro skit was an NPR-like thing called Culture Corner. Mm. My happy hour was ordering food online. Yes, even more than before. Yours was Jeff Bridges' sleeping tapes.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor update on my neighbor Brad, who I don't know what that's about, but Bumper Patrol, so probably. Yours was lip balm addiction.
Yeah, I do need that.
The addiction?
I need the lip balm. I'm still addicted.
Oh, yeah, you are then. Mm. Reading Railroad, I think first appearance. 11/22/63 and other Stephen King stories. Mm-hmm. I don't like Act 2 as much, but it's fine. I get what people do.
Yeah.
Characters, Rockford Crane. One of our characters on that, I guess. Terrifying Bareface. Were they
first appearance?
Hosting it together? I think so. Jeff Bridges, you were. Affleck Duck. Christopher Nolan. You did a Christopher Nolan impression?
No, I guess so.
Liam Neeson and Cockney Neal is back.
A lot of Liam Neeson.
Yeah. You were watching a lot of his, maybe? Mm. Our bumper skits were Dozen with Ben and Brian and Simon's Cake Podcast commercial. Cool.
Hey.
After show, more of Culture Corner, and we were told to start our own holiday next week. More notes, more the Santa Claus talk. I tell neighbor drama about someone hitting someone's mom, and you're a hipster.
Oh, man. I just realized we did the make up a holiday thing twice now.
Did we? Wait, did I just say that?
You did. The next week, they were told they have to have a holiday.
Oh, that's a diff. Ooh, is it? I don't know. We'll see in a second if it's different or not. First, we have here's a clip.
One other thing I learned from Separate Piece, how to correctly spell separate.
Oh, that's good to know.
I mean, I know before that I would often misspell it as, you know, P-E-R. I learned from that class it's par.
Separate piece.
And I learned peace isn't spelled P-I-E-C-E in that book.
Did you? Okay.
No, I knew that one already. That's a little
late in life to figure that out. That's cool,
I did know
though,
that one. Although separate piece spelled like that does make sense. No, I'd like a separate piece of chicken from the one you threw in the ground.
Why would somebody throw a piece of chicken on the ground? Just out of spite? It's like, yeah, see this chicken? That's your chicken on the floor.
Like, no, I want a separate piece.
I mean, they're not conjoined pieces of chicken. Like,
Photoshop
you don't
challenge.
Don't even know what that one means.
Someone angrily throwing chicken on the floor.
And then a separate piece of chicken.
Yeah, a separate piece of chicken that is nice and like delicious looking.
Dude, that one I was worried at the start of the clip was going to be another smoke alarm situation.
Oh, no.
We talk about learning how to spell a word. But no, I don't want floor chicken.
No, me neither.
42, we're almost done with season 5. A rainbow of unicorns, highlighted as good.
Okay.
We create and celebrate Happy Day, the first March Monday. My happy hour was word avalanches. That's a complicated concept. Listen to that one. Yours was The Odd Couple.
Sure.
We talked about that hours ago.
Exactly.
My Bumper Patrol was 3 stars and Angry Birds. Yeah, it's hard. Yours was Michael Keaton not winning Best Actor.
He should have won. He was robbed.
Well, who was he?
He played Birdman in Birdman.
No, that was Birdman. For Beetlejuice. The Good, the Bad, and the Okay. I talk about The Rock, Con Air, and Face Off, Nick Cage movies. Mm-hmm. You talk about The Guest, Pacific Rim, and Man of Steel.
Oh, sure. I remember how those shake out.
I think that order.
Yeah.
Let's see what we did at the end. Characters, Taco Mel's dudes. Both of us. Terrifying Bareface was back. Seinfeld, it was you. Arnold Schwarzenegger as Sean Connery. And Dick Van Dyke, ? Bumper skits. Taco Mel's, a new restaurant. I don't remember what it was about, though. And Terrifying Bareface's Seinfeld explainer.
Oh, jeez.
We had to write so many skits for these. After show, we end our holiday celebration, and we were told that we can congratulate ourselves and take a break. We'll see what that is. Notes, we trade gifts with each other.
I get Breaking Bad cards, which are there. You get a Back to the Future hat.
Oh.
And then you sing the Odd Couple theme. And we are on... Oh, an avalanche.
What if they remade The Rock starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
It would be amazing.
And then there's an album consisting of music only by the band Guns N' Roses. And you listen to it at Alcatraz, then that would be the rock, right?
I think you just said rock a bunch of times there.
Swoosh, word valanche.
All
in your ear.
Nope.
This word valanche.
I just want to keep track of what I was saying too.
I guess I should explain now what word avalanches are. They're pretty much the thing like that, where you say the same, it sounds like you're saying the same word over and over and over. Like that buffalo's buffalo, buffalo thing. Mm-hmm. But they mean different things. But that was a good episode, apparently. 43, Breakfast at Denny's. I think you must have still been going with your Breakfast at Tiffany's thing.
Oh, sorry. I do apologize.
Now when I hear it, I get like immediate reaction. Like, in the intro skit, excuse me, Megan Smiles hosts 10 straight episodes award show. Oh, because we hit
10 straight. Oh, we did 10 in a row.
So it's an award show about that. Happy hour. Mine was Nerd Block Loot Crate. What happened to those? I don't know. Yours was Denny's. The store.
I like them.
Mine is that a Pizza Hut near me closed. Okay. Yours was comics, wanting to read from the start.
Yeah, you got started at issue one.
I agree. Netflix picks, me and you. I said Brain Games and Wizard Wars. I don't remember Wizard Wars. Yours was Bernie.
Oh, that's a good movie. Jack Black.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Yeah, it's worth watching.
So I was confused. About Sanders?
It's about Bernie Sanders.
Characters, Megan Smiles, Terrifying Bareface, Crazy Dimitri, Professor Rad, Cop, Bad Cockney, and Chad Snyder. Bumper skits, Crazy Dimitri's Friend Zone 2. Ooh. Oh, we're back. And Professor Rad's The Hacks of Life 2. Wow. After show, Chad Snyder, the Guinness guy, says we didn't break a record. Oh, we were trying to break a record.
For most podcasts in a row.
Yeah, but I assume the Engine Nerdy show beat us. Notes, you spent your 26th birthday in Fort Smith.
Oh.
I talk about a Waffle House replacement. We lost ours and got a Dennis instead there. I accidentally deleted the Happy Cast Bible at one point, or a Happy Cast Bible. I hadn't made one yet, so oh no.
Huh.
You list movies that you slept during.
Okay.
That's what happened there. We're almost done the finale of this season, but first, a clip.
All right, Ben. Time to put this here podcast out to pasture.
Oh, does that mean we're going to kill it? Is that like a way to say I'm going to put down the podcast? I hope not. Like, oh, man,
yeah,
that horse broke its leg. Time to put it out to pasture.
Whoa, but I hope not. If so, I've been using that expression wrong for my entire life.
How are you using it?
Yeah, you know, it's like time to retire it, you know.
Yeah, retire it to go heaven.
Retire it so it can live a long, healthy, retired life, you know, just taking it easy and collecting spoons from different countries like my great-grandmother did.
Like dogs do when you put them out to pasture at that farm where they can chase rabbits all day.
No, I don't know. Maybe. Okay, I'll look this up.
No, I did look it up. It says to retire someone, but to me it always had like a dark undertone of like by killing them.
Okay, you always thought it was like time to put it out to pasture, wink wink, nudge nudge.
Yeah, like oh, old Yeller, you got to put it out to pasture.
Okay, maybe I've heard it both ways.
I think maybe I'm just crazy. I'm pretty sure you're right, but I always have the dark undertone.
I don't know still.
I mean, I'm surprised that I came around by the end of that.
It still sounds like it to me, like it's negative.
That's true.
Maybe I'm crazy. The finale of season 4. But interestingly, or season 5. But interestingly, we don't take a break here. It's just our vibe changes. Our strategy of episodes change.
We shift again.
Yes. Bacon Lobby. Is what this one is. Introskit, Taco Bell Talk, and Unluckiness.
Hmm.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't know either.
It's some kind of unlucky episode? I don't know. My Happy Hour, Magic TV Shows. Like, I guess Penn and Teller Fool Us type stuff. Yeah, like that. Yours is referring to a protagonist by the title.
I love it. Like, The Guest and The Guest.
Oh. It's like Superman?
Or I did it the other day, too. I can't remember the exact
Superman's name. Called Superman.
Like, I told you that the main character in the game Spelunky was called Spelunky.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense then. My Bumper Patrol was trying to frame a puzzle. That is difficult. Yours was bacon overhype. Oh, we were over it at this point.
Bacon is dead now.
5 years later. No, too much. Then we did the Danger Zone. I have Brian's, and then in quotes in all caps, please don't kill me.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
What's the very quick, like a 10-second version to that?
I was walking to a friend's house late at night, and then they followed me and then jumped out behind me and grabbed my shoulders. I dropped down to my knees and yelled, please don't kill me.
Okay. It was your friends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got mixed up with the hitchhiker story for a second and got worried. Characters. Suspicious Columbo. Good character. Mrs. Cat Hat is Fizzbiz. Terrifying Bareface. And we were both Cajun.
Okay.
Bumper skit. Remastered Happy Cast Phase 1 on VHS.
Ooh.
And a new Ms. Fizzbiz's Cats cast on there. We both said keep happy. What? After show. Reading weird bad luck stuff, and then I get fired at the end.
Oh, no.
I also talk about the Carbonaro Effect and the Masked Magician. Forgot about those.
Magician shows.
Yeah. Ben tells deer jerky story. Oh, another polite eating one. And feedback is all spam.
Hmm.
Our clip for this one is, whoa, 3 clips. Here we go.
I've got my lucky rabbit split. I'll send you the other 4 feet, and that should
How
help.
Many feet does it have?
The rabbit has 5 feet. Right? Did I say 4?
You said you have 1. You're going to send me the other 4 feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll send you the other 3.
You have the rare 5-footed rabbit in Georgia.
The fifth foot is the lucky one. That's where the luck comes from. But you can have the other 4 normal feet.
They grow rabbits differently in Georgia.
Amen.
How about this one?
I'm grateful for you introducing the concept of word avalanches to the listener and myself.
Wait, you say the listener?
The listener. The one guy that downloads the podcast.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, Neil. Neil in the UK. Thanks, Neil.
All the other people who say they listen are just Neil on different accounts.
Yeah, Neil's catfishing us.
Oh, Neil is Anne. Neil is Fizzbiz. Neil is my sister.
Weirdly, yeah, that's the weirdest one. Is he really planted the seeds of that years ago to pretend to be your sister. I don't even know how that works. I'm confused by the idea. Am I married to Neil? So you married a Neil. That's my favorite reality show.
I'm going to have to talk to Megan about this later. I have to figure out if she is Neil or not.
Yeah, just ask her, like, British things.
I'll just test her.
Like, Megan, when you go into a building, like a hospital, and it has multiple floors, and you get in that little room that takes you to another floor, what's that called?
Yeah.
That's a lift? Oh, I mean, an elevator? It's like, uh-huh, okay.
I think that's, we've proved that probably false.
Probably.
I don't know for sure, though.
And was that Suspicious Columbo at the end?
That might have been. Maybe. I don't know. That'd be at the start. I don't know. I need to hear the episode again. And here's one I don't understand.
Many years ago, about 15 years ago, I was 12 years old.
Should I play flashback sounds here?
Sure, yeah. I mean, this is kind of like a Danger Zone Jumping Jack flashback combo.
Ooh. Should I play both songs at the same time then? Jumpin' Jack Flash and yeah. Danger Zone.
You know what? Do it, but only for like 3 seconds right now. Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
We should sell that on iTunes as a single. People would pay money to hear that whole thing.
I think we have to actually redo the songs ourselves to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. I forgot that our bumper music is just clips of famous songs.
But they're really short, so I think it's still okay.
I think it's fair use. I don't think we're getting any legal trouble.
It's not like we're trying to play the song for other people or anything.
No, no.
Oh, just our one listener.
Yeah, just Neil.
Yeah. That's the end of season 5.
Wow.
But not the end of the streak.
The streak continues.
Season 6.
The next phase is looking for a replacement.
It is, where we have guests on every... I don't know how we did this.
This is my favorite run.
This is a crazy run. Season 6. Season 6, Edition 45 is where it started. Still weekly. First one is How to Succeed in Fizz Business with Trying.
Oh, I like that.
Me too. Now we're in a series of episodes, repetitions, like we said, where we are trying to find a replacement for me because I'm going to get fired. So we interview guests every week for several in a row.
Oh, right. You have to interview for your replacement.
Yes. And each of them, we do a happy, a bummer, a segment, and a better know a listener this time, because we're trying to understand the listeners better to see who would be good. My happy hour was Tetris. Yeah. Yours was Community, the show returning on Yahoo.
Oh, yeah. That last season was actually really good. I liked it.
Cool. Fizz Business was the coming spring. I don't know if that's still she happy about it, or if she's still happy about it or not. She's not here.
Now it's the spring of the past.
Oh, that is true. Of 2013? 15. Sorry, 15.
2015.
My Bumper Patrol was forgetting what I was saying. Yeah, still happens all the time.
Oh, me too.
Yours was no video stores.
Ah, they're all gone now. We did visit one here a few years after the podcast.
Yeah, we had it then, but now they're gone.
There's one in Atlanta called Videodrome. It's pretty famous.
Still open?
Still open.
Wow.
They get new Blu-rays in.
Whoa, that's cool. Yeah. Guest, FizzBiz chose Allergy Season. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I didn't get it at the time, but I've developed an allergy problem later in life, and boom. I agree. That sucks.
Not good. Bumper Patrol. I mean, Netflix pick. Homefront? I don't know what that is.
That's
a video game.
It was a video game.
Weird. Yours was Rectify?
Oh, I never finished that. That's a good reminder that I need to go back and finish that off.
I forgot what that is. And Fizz Business was Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Then we asked her some questions. We always ask the same few questions. Which is favorite, least favorite movie, if you could trade places with a person, time machine question, the dead person you would least want to haunt you, and favorite dessert.
Hmm.
We always ask those. And then they would always ask us one question. She asked us what celebrity we would want as a guest on. I chose Weird Al. You chose Stallone/Bridges.
Okay.
Impressions of characters. I have Beaker? She was Swedish Chef. She was also Animal.
Oh.
You were a hippie. You were Jason Statham. You were Stallone and Cockney Neal.
Okay.
So good. He's back. Bumper skits, a Muppet documentary, and Chris on Thai food. Remember the Chris ons?
Oh, I liked those.
Those were good.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun little bumper to have.
Instead of stay happy or keep happy, she chose remain pleasant.
Hmm.
I approve of that one. After show, Orson says that it was terrible and wants us to get lost. Fizzbiz was guessing, as I said. Talk with Jason Statham. Ben gets girls' shows confused. Oh, I think Gilmore and Golden.
Oh, yeah.
And Neil is a hitman.
And I'm just going to guess that Slade telling us to get lost is queuing up Chris being on the next episode.
It is.
Okay.
But first, we have a little thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you're so good at Tetris, it makes it hard to get people to play against you.
Yeah, humble brag. I'm just so good, I can't find anyone to play with me.
You should take it easy at first. You should be like a Tetris hustler. Like, you're stumbling around the Tetris bar like you've had a few drinks, picking a fight. It's like, I'll take you $20, game of Tetris. And that's when you go all Paul Newman on him. Like a real Minnesota Fads, right?
What's a Tetris bar?
It's a bar where people hang out and play Tetris. It's like a pool hall, but it's more Tetris based.
Like an arcade, barcade,
barcade.
Yeah, like a barcade, like a cool
Dave and Buster's
adults only bar, like a Dave and Buster's.
That's kind of a barcade,
as opposed to all the not adults only bars,
the children bars.
You know, all those kids. I don't know about where you guys live, but here in the Metro Atlanta area, you can't throw a stone without hitting another children's bar. It's a real problem.
I thought it was Waffle House.
Well, you know, some Waffle Houses double as children bars in the basement. But,
okay.
Little Georgia secret. Shh, keep it under your hat.
Is that true?
Just, I don't know. I'm still stinging from this is hitting me with, like, so an arcade?
Like, congrats, Brian, you invented barcades.
Oh.
Good job, Fizzbiz.
Getting burned a lot in these clips. I don't like it.
Well, so am I with, like, smoke alarms. Definition 46. Not all who podcast watch Lost, but these do.
Best title.
We need to have a competition on best titles. They're good ones. Speaking of, if we ever get to State of the A-Union,
yeah.
I have some things to do there, including I had it generate 100 HappyCast-like titles based on our current ones.
Okay.
They're bad. Chris is now guessing. Chris of Chris and Brian from Lost Unlocked. I have Chris is guessing in the best person ever. I don't think it means that they're both guessing, but that Chris is the best person ever.
Okay.
My happy cast was Rock Band, the game.
Yep. Ooh, good one.
Yours was coffee.
I'm still a fan.
Chris's was chocolate infused olive oil.
Very Chris.
That is a Chris answer. My Bumper Patrol was the way phone calls end on TV, just with a hang up.
They just hang up. They'll say goodbye
all the time. Yours was auto parts stores.
I'm getting better, but they're very intimidating to me.
I don't like them. Bumper Patrol. Chris's was bad punctuation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No news is not new news. Maggot Mouth Girl.
Oof.
Taco Bell Cash Pickup. And Banana Not a Bomb.
Banana Not a Bomb.
Not a Bomb. We changed one question on the Better Know a Listener. Instead of the dead person at least want to haunt you, he said best part of being a grandfather.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. He asked us the worst question to ask a flight attendant. I said, what lies in the shadow of the statue? Whatever that means. You said, was that milk expired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Impressions and characters. I was Lost Man Robot. Liam Neeson was back. You and Chris are both Joker.
I can only hope we did a dueling Joker bit.
I hope so. I think so. That might be on here. He was also Batman. Chris was. I was maybe Bane? It's question mark. Chris was also Wallace Shawn and Bob Dylan.
Oh, man.
And you were Regis.
Oh.
You got to hear this one. Bumper skits. Lost Man in Space. That's a long reference in there.
Yeah, that was for, like, all six of us.
And Trent Tomes is back.
All right.
The after show was at Christmas 2 scripted. Notes. Chris is guesting. Brian does Happy Cast in 15. Chris talks about slow brew coffee. Chris will eat all weird food. I talk about geocaching. We do Lost Unlocked with Bob Dylan and Brian. And there's spoiler talk.
Okay. I'm going to download this one to listen to on the drive home.
That was wild. But let's hear one called Bad Batman Voices.
See, I aspire to just pick that up in my real life. Is I just want to end phone calls abruptly. Just, yep, I'm done. Just when I'm done, I'll hang up.
How do both parties know? People well, just the think other, you're rude all the time if you just hang
the
up.
The other party knows
done.
When I've hung up that the call is over.
Yeah, but they'll just be sad. They'll just be crying.
Can you imagine if the Joker calls Batman?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Batman, I've got
great
you
Joker.
Know, Batman, I'm going to rob a specific place and you know, kill all these people.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm going to stop that.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joker.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Would bye be appropriate there? That's kind of a dramatic hang up.
That's something the Joker might do anyway, because he would be kind of silly about it.
Because he's a psychopath. He might. Yeah, the Joker seems like the guy that could get away with, like, ending a call abruptly. Like, this is what I have to say. Batman, it's me, the Joker.
Ben, like Conan O'Brien's version of the Joker. Well, see, I was thinking, like, maybe Bane might do it. I don't know how he would say bye. Probably with a weird, like, accent. And
who do you
in an echo chamber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can't really understand what he's saying anyway.
Bye, Batman.
Is that Yoda? Yoda?
That's if Yoda and Bane had a baby?
Yeah.
That was Grover.
Grover is my favorite Batman villain.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
The Joker could go like, bye-bye, Batman.
Bye-bye, Bat-Butt.
Oh, Bat-Butt, yeah. Oh, Chris. Episode 47, Mouthful of Ants.
Mouthful of Ants!
Ooh, I don't like this title, but it's there.
I lived it.
You, that's true. We had the Wootinator on.
Woot's always a good guest.
Oh, yeah. Woot's Podternity Hazing and Pranking the Dean.
Yeah.
It was our April Fool's, because it's April 6th at this point. We had an April Fool's. That's my happy hour. And sure. Yours was the names of Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, that is fun.
It is. Woots. I still haven't seen the latest one.
Me neither.
We need to. That's we should have done that. We were supposed to do. We did. We said we rode a train.
The train was a good time.
Has there been a train in the Fast and Furious?
In Fast 5, there's a train in the early. See, the car's on the train.
Yeah, they're along the side of it. Yeah. Okay, they've done that then. And Woot, Zelda music was his happy hour.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, good choice. I do the two. My bumper patrol is Ants, probably where you told your story. Yours is movie trailers.
Yeah.
You still bummed by them or no?
I avoid them when I can. If it's a movie that I already know about coming, I avoid it.
Yes, me.
Because they don't need to sell me further on it.
And Woots was a classic, Entropy, the end of all things.
Oh, classic. Everything Bumper Patrol.
Constantly
like
decaying.
The all-time Bumper Patrol.
Yeah, he kind of ruined all other Bumper Patrols for us.
Can I, real quick, Ben.
Yeah.
We can cut this if we need to.
Yeah.
I've ordered some food for the studio.
Oh.
DoorDash, it went through. I got a message from the Dasher that said, I'm already in the store picking your order. Could you rate me, please? Like, is that...
I've never gotten that before.
That's a little bit crazy. Should I go ahead and rate him? Like, I'll rate him when I get my food.
Yeah. That is weird.
I'm just gonna leave him on red.
Yeah, I've never had that. And I've DoorDashed a lot of random things in the last year or so.
Hmm. Okay.
What? As if someone tried really hard to try to get a rating, where they like, I think it was around Christmas, they left like a little cup of candy and other stuff, and then a little flag that's like, rate me.
Sure, I mean, I already tipped him. That's what the money's for.
Yeah, jeez. The Danger Zone. We did bike stories, sports injuries. Ben had sleep paralysis. I forgot about that. And my food poisoning. Yikes. Yeah, that was not a fun time. I've had another case since then, a year or two ago. Really not fine. We asked him his questions. He asked us our favorite Lost episode. I said The Constant. You said Cabin Fever. Woot agreed with me.
I mean, that's the right answer.
Yeah, it's so good. Characters. We were all Podternity Bros. That's it.
Good one.
Although, in bumper skits, we do have Bropra's Book Club. Manopra!
Oh, we did it!
We did Bropra. That is better than Manopra.
Yeah. Oh, it only took us, what, 6 years to get there?
Yeah. Chris on Cheap Gas. After show, we burn down the dean's office, and Orson tells us to go west. And then freeze frame. Woot's on. Rick Astley has a new song we talk about. Rambo and Friday the 13th movie titles talk. You tell your ants in a straw story. I confuse sports, and you were late for work.
Oh, probably because I got that ticket for not wearing my seatbelt.
Did you get double in trouble?
My boss was cool with it because I had the ticket. I'm like, look, I just got this.
Like, I was trying to get here really fast.
I was literally in the parking lot.
Oh, that's worse. Yeah. And here is Woot winning Bumper Patrol.
Wootinator, what is your Bumper Patrol?
Oh, well, I had a tough time trying to come up with something that made me that bummed out. So I thought, what is literally the biggest bummer in the universe? And there's only one answer. And it's literally the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy. Everything dies. Oh. That's my Bummer Patrol.
That is pretty bum. Now I'm sad to continue.
For those of you that may not be as well versed in Newtonian physics as I am, trust me, I'm not that smart, but I know how to string together the phrase Newtonian physics. The second law of thermodynamics states that in layman's terms, once energy has been spent, you can't get that energy back. It's just kind of logic. Things are alive and then they die. They use their energy. And that's it. That's the second law of thermodynamics. Life sucks.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah. Bummer patrol over forever. I win.
That's it. Yeah. There's no coming back from this, man. Like next week, I'm like, I don't like it when I go to the movies. My popcorn's too hot. It's like, like everything's dying.
I need ice cream sandwiches now.
Thank you for joining us on the last Happy Cast ever. We've reached our finale.
Woot one.
That wasn't my intended goal.
That's one of a handful of moments that I think about often.
He said that wasn't his intended goal, but then he also declared that he won Bumper Patrol. So doubt. Press X to doubt. Next up, 48, Body Slam Me.
This is the new today?
It is the new today, and the theme is Old West. My happy hour was a cat named Nigma, named after Enigma Riddler. Yours was Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Still happy hour?
He's dead now, but he leaves a complicated legacy as a man, but Hulk Hogan as a... pop culture icon and character, I do have a lot of fondness. I've been sorting through complicated films about Hulk Hogan for a while, Ben. I know that you didn't try to trigger this, but let's hear that clip.
Oh, it's not a clip yet.
Oh, sorry.
The happy hour. I don't think I have a clip specifically about you and your Hulk Hogan opinion.
Okay.
Like a gotcha. Sorry. The new today said pop finals was our happy hour. Bumper Patrol, mine was sleepiness. Yours was that you high-fived a 3-year-old too hard.
Oh, no. I don't remember that.
You broke their wrist, I think. And hers was smelling.
Just the ability to smell?
I guess. Or no, I think she couldn't because of allergies. Or
that something. Makes more sense.
Box office banter. We talked about many upcoming movies and Furious 7.
Mm-hmm. Which was a great, maybe one of the three best of the series.
I don't know if we can beat 5.
Five's the best.
Five's so good.
And I do love Tokyo Drift.
This is good. She asked us if we could be a villain for a week, who would we be? What do you think?
I think Ben would be the Joker, and because you're so twisted. No. You're always talking about how we live in a society.
What was yours?
Moriarty.
No, the Riddler and Lex Luthor.
Okay.
Me and you. Characters, Mayor Campbell. Who was that? The Walking Dead guy?
No, he was the governor.
Oh, that's the story in this. In our Old West story. Terrifying bear face, scaredy cat face was here too. A British accent? Question mark for both you and the new today. You were again Liam Neeson.
This is the Liam Neeson era of the show.
You had a lot of Neeson impressions. You were Mad Max.
It's a fun one to do. I can always do a Liam Neeson.
Go.
You just have to over-enunciate. I have a particular set of skills.
Okay, maybe that's why. Mad Max. She was Gilbert Gottfried and Paula Dean and Forrest Gump and Christopher Walken.
That's why she's one of the great guests.
Wait, why do I have a comma and it keeps going? It didn't fit. And you were Boston Trivia Guy, and you were Norm and Sam from Cheers.
Oh, man.
One of the bumper skits were the Ingenuity Show commercial we threw on and a Pun Slinger Showdown. The new today said key all the pappies, of course.
Oh, okay.
Orson wants to reflect on the past again, so we'll be doing that one. The notes say wrestler or G.I. Joe. We had a live taste test.
That's a fun one.
We did remember we do those sometimes. Yeah. Of Lay's weird flavor chip. Taco Bell talk. I burned a Lunchables pizza story. The new today started a fire, and we talked about how the two of us, not you, Brian, but the two other two of us, politely eat food sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's hear the clip, number 48 from Body Slam Me.
What does Gilbert Gottfried sound like, Caitlin? That's just a duck. No, you have to say something in the voice, not just make a duck sound.
I'm Gilbert. Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert Grape?
That's a good movie.
Why are all impressions you do just the person saying, hi, I'm person impression I'm doing?
That is false.
Like, yeah, what's your Paula Deen, Caitlin?
Butter, sugar, butter, butter.
That's all it is. At least you don't say their name for that one. Question three.
Are we doing requests now? Yeah. Forrest Gump?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay, now what would it be like if Forrest Gump was going to order a cake from Paula Deen? What would that sound like?
I would like a cake with butter, please, Mrs. Sugar.
Which one's talking?
That was Forrest.
Oh, he's better the same way. Now, what about a Russian? What's a Russian sound like?
Mood or Roosh.
See, that's just Forrest Gump again.
I like this. Let's just make this the voice segment.
It's the new segment. The new Today does voices. Who else? Who else does a voice? Walken. Christopher Walken.
Hey!
That's like Fonzie dying.
That's the best you can do.
I got... I'm a Captain Hook.
What? I think we should move on.
Well, that was the new Today's Voices.
still great. I love Paula Deen and Forrest Gump getting a cake, making a cake together.
Or I think he was getting one from her. Okay. It's really hard to tell based on the voices.
I don't know. The Russian was pretty good, though.
Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
Still Southern. We'll have to have her on again sometime to see if they've improved at all. Next up, 49, epideclonymic. Megan is guesting right now.
Okay.
It's a flashback episode to November 1st, 2014. I talk about Happy Hour Zaxby's. You, Happy Hour Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Megan chooses Universal Studios. I choose, which she still likes, we're going there soon. Now, Bumper Patrol is the Econo Lodge. Yeah, I remember there was a stairwell full of old TVs.
Oh, yeah.
They were not... They thought my... I didn't know how to use a microwave, I remember. Thought I wasn't using it right. No, it was just broken. Your Bumper Patrol was Balderdash Nope. I'm curious. I feel like we might have been playing or something, and someone just said nope when they read yours or something.
No, maybe.
I don't remember.
That sounds right.
Hers were long lines and crowds. Well, we're about to experience that pretty soon. We and Holiday were Halloween stories. And let me scroll through. She asked us a question. There it is. Superpower. Favorite superpower. I said invisibility. You chose read minds. Characters. Nighttime security guard. Creepy Taco Bell guy was both you and her.
Hmm.
Walken. Me and you. Econo Lodge party guys, both of us. Harrison Ford, both of us.
Wow.
Why? We talked about bumper skits, how you met my mother, and Chris on rollerblades.
All right.
Rolling around. We talked about Star Wars 2.
The sequel to Star Wars?
I have Star Wars II. We have Django versus Django. Don Johnson.
I think that was Jango Fett versus Jango Unchained.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, Don Johnson, Orson tells us to go virtual. That was after show.
Okay.
Notes. Megan has tasted the Fountain of Youth. Oliphant is suspiciously similar to Elephant.
It is.
Tales of the 2013 Vacation. And which Mel Gibson would you be?
Ooh. I don't know why we did that.
I don't either. But we do have a little clip.
And wasn't that the one where the lion started off like in the kid zone, Woody Woodpecker's fun zone, Barneytopia?
Yeah.
Barneytopia? Is that a place?
We walked past all that stuff. I don't remember what it was.
Welcome. It's like Barney's like future society. Welcome to Barneytopia. Everyone loves you.
We love each other.
Barneytopia.
Silly little thing.
So that was a flashback. That wasn't a flashback because it was an old podcast we repurposed, right? We did that new?
I'm pretty sure we did it new, but pretended like it was back then.
Okay.
In that time.
That makes sense.
There might have been a lost one there, or maybe it's just we all had stories from that time period that we hadn't gotten to.
Okay.
So we covered that. Next up is Epedition 50. We did it.
That's a big one.
Hello, Pac-Man. Or hello, Pac-Man.
Hmm.
Is Hello Dolly spelled like that?
Maybe. And Hello Kitty is not, right?
Oh, I don't know, actually. We have Revenant Things on.
Okay.
We get sucked into a virtual video game. My happy hour was Pringles, tortilla, cinnamon, and sugar. I forgot about that, and that was very good.
Hmm.
Yours was Amazon Prime Now.
Oh, right. Yeah, you get something delivered immediately.
Oh, that's really quick. I get that from Walmart, basically, if I want to. His was Hearthstone, the game.
Okay.
Mine was Default Flavor Lays. Sure. Yours was the quote, "Like a hobo, I was born to walk alone."
Oh, sure. From like the Whitesnake song. There are two different versions.
Oh.
There's Hobo and Drifter.
Okay. His was Noisy Neighbors. I can agree with that one. The Warp Zone. We talked about Goat Simulator, Ori, Dark Souls 2, Life is Strange, Lost Via Domus, etc.
I mean, sure. I mean, when you have the host of the Simon's Cake podcast on, you got to talk video games.
Yes. Thank you. I did forget to name drop that. He asked us if we could resurrect a dead actor to reprise a role, who would it be?
Oh, wow. What'd we say?
I chose Edward Herman from the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I assume.
Yeah.
Probably that one specifically. You chose Sir Alec Guinness, your favorite podcaster.
Oh, yeah. Who do you host a podcast with? Alec Guinness and...
And?
Who were you?
Batman.
It was Batman.
Characters, Pac-Man and the ghost of Obi-Wan.
Okay.
Bumper skits, Pac-Man's family restaurant and Simon's Cake podcast commercial.
Hmm.
At the end of the show, we escape the video game. Orson tells us to not get into trouble, whatever that means. We talk about glitter Doritos in there, favorite video game movies, and Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures.
Oh, I love that game.
That sounds like an eventful episode. Or Epedition. I guess.
Do you have a runtime? Was that a two-hour app?
That one was a, let me see, an hour 37.
Wow.
Was all.
On the short side for us.
Oh, no. I skipped something. We had two from the Megan episode.
Oh, no. Okay.
Let's hear the other one that I'm not going to read the title of.
Let's roll it back.
We'll see.
Is Feed a Time Machine, Go to Any Time, you pick?
The 1950s, because I just like that era. You know, diners and just the music and just everything about it. So.
All righty.
You can hang out in the 50s, wait a while, suddenly you're in Mad Men era. So
exactly.
That's also a benefit.
Yeah, you get to watch JFK be assassinated.
Okay, well that's
that's not a perk.
Well,
I mean like you can go and watch it live and find the other guy. You could try to punch.
Like,
I could try to.
I almost said Patton Oswalt.
Oh, Patton Oswalt.
Before he ends up shooting JFK.
I was wondering why it's called Patton Oswalt JFK assassination.
Now we know.
I would, if I went back there, I think I would still go watch. If I tried to stop it, I'd probably get framed for it myself or something.
Oh, sure. That's usually how that kind of thing goes, right?
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Now, here's the actual clip that is from the Revenant Things episode.
Thank you for joining us on the show. We're very glad you could be here. Special guest Ben.
If I weren't here, there would not be a recording, just a Skype call.
You're right. Is that why all those podcasts I record by myself never make it onto the internet?
Yeah, that's just you talking to the Skype audio tester levels lady.
Hey, and then she plays it back, and then I tell her to put it on the internet, and I thought she was forgotten. I don't know.
She's
okay,
not serious.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you know, they're not all winners.
Sometimes I choose the best we got.
I think that was because Revenant Things was a good guest, but I think that he lent himself more to just very straightforward video game talk. I think it was a lot of discussion about.
Yeah, we just had fun talking about video games and weren't trying to be goofy.
We forgot to do the bits.
Oops.
I think. You know, we were still kind of reeling from the new today being on 2 weeks before. Too many bits. So
a lot of bits. Was that HappyCast new slogan? HappyCast too many bits.
That's it. That's us.
Next up, Epidition 51, One Day of Musk. We had D-Vidy on.
Our first Digi Nerd.
Yeah, one, first of three. We did.
We collected all three.
There were only three of them. That's how we know there were only three, because we hit all three of them up. Orson left us home alone in this one.
Fun.
My happy hour was Good Mornings. It was a cereal that was delicious. Yours was TV shows coming back.
Again? I think I did that one before.
It's still happening. His happy hour was birthdays. My Bumper Patrol was a show called My Cat from Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was Netflix full season releases.
Oh, yeah. I still don't like how they put whole seasons out at once.
What about King of the Hill?
I wish it were weekly.
Bumper Patrol, his was Talking in Movies.
Mm-hmm.
We did a No News is Not New News for this one. Man banned from Coin Op. Truck full of bees crashed again. We had one of those already.
It just keeps happening.
Always makes the news. Tater Tots waylay burglar and sumo wrestlers make babies cry.
Okay.
Sounds like another good one. Then we ask him questions that he asks us. A question that is, if a genie could give you three magic items, what would you choose?
Ooh.
I chose teleportation, time turner, and something to control aging. You chose a DeLorean, ad genius, and don't know what that is.
I don't know what ad genius is either.
Omnidirectional travel.
Or I become an ad genius. I want to be an admin.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm. Characters, we have Kevin McAllister as you. D-Vidy was me. Snarf. You were Waffle House waitress, and I was Robert Stack.
Oh, it comes back around.
Weird. Bumper skits, Kevin McAllister's home security kits, and the Engine Nerdy show again. The after show was a Home Alone wrap-up, and we were told to be more like a pinball machine.
Wait, what? Wait, did we do that?
Orson tells us to be like more like a pinball machine. I have that written here.
I know that I pitched that to you a lot. I didn't know we actually did that.
Well, we'll see you on 52. Notes, D-Vidy guessing, serial talk, Ben tells Mr. Freeze ride story, My Cat Enigma had kittens, Fast and Furious talk, and D-Vidy's related to the inventor of tater tots.
Oh, wow.
A lot happened there. By the way, did you end up rating the DoorDash guy?
Sure, I gave him 5 stars.
Even for asking early?
I don't think you can rate somebody before the order's completed.
That's really weird.
But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I pulled it up on the app. And it was translated from Spanish, so maybe something got lost in there. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Interesting, though. We got two clips here. Here we go.
All right. Well, I think now that we're home alone, he's finally not here watching over us. If you didn't see his hidden cameras, we should just have a crazy guy time. Well, no.
Okay, I'm leaving. I did not sign up for this.
Okay, no. All right, let's just have a manly time.
Are we having crazy guy time right now?
We're having crazy guy time right now. Megan left us home alone.
Oh, she did. And we've had people come to the door already? Oh, no.
It's been very eventful.
And here's the other one.
So... we're going to put this down in the Unsolved Mysteries column. We're going to contact Robert Stack, and then he'll give you updates periodically.
You could have him haunt you.
Didn't Robert Stack? Yeah. He was when I would want to haunt me. Just hear his voice, like, telling me creepy stories. Ben was a normal kid walking down the street. I'm not a kid, though.
Yeah, you're like 30.
I'm not 30. I'm like halfway to 30.
Whoa, wait. Is your math off? I feel like...
Well, no, I mean like I'm halfway between 20 and 30.
Okay, that's a very different statement.
It's a lot different.
I don't mean that I am a 15-year-old.
I was like, whoa, I was the best man at your wedding 2 years ago.
You didn't realize I was 15 with this beard?
I struggle at math sometimes, apparently.
Are you halfway to 40 now, Ben?
I am a little past halfway to 40. I only age in halfway twos, I think. The finale of season 6 has come.
Already? Wow.
Yeah. We are still weekly during and after this, though.
Man, I can't remember how many we did, but...
A lot.
It's got to be 20 plus.
It looks like it is something like about 40, a little over 40.
Almost a year.
I don't know how we did that. That is insane to me. Especially being, you know, far apart from each other. It'd be easier if we're in the same place, I mean, to like set a time or day or whatever. But distant, that's impressive.
I mean, just it's impossible now just because life has gotten complicated for everybody.
Yeah.
Jobs and whatnot. But yeah, we really did that.
It was a lot of work. This one is tater lung.
Tater lung. Oh, yeah. I remember tater lung.
New co-host Randall doesn't show up. And Ben gets a farewell episode.
Oh, man. Okay. How's this like a pinball machine?
I think that's the plan. But Randall, because he doesn't show up at all, we can't do the pinball episode.
Oh, okay. That's how we did that.
Good. Because there was no other way to do it. My happy hour was Clear American Blueberry Water. Yep, it's good. Yours was incorporating lyrics into conversation.
No, I do like that.
My bumper patrol was Cat Birth. Okay, yeah. Yours was Robo Telemarketers.
Yeah, they still suck.
Now they're AI. We did The Good, the Bad, and the Okay. I did 12 Monkeys, The Room, and Looper. You did The Raid Redemption, Dreamcatcher, and The Good, the Bad, and the Weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are those?
Those are movies.
I don't know those movies.
Dreamcatcher is a Stephen King movie.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that then. Impressions, I was Tommy Wiseau, and I was old-timey newsman. Our bumper skits were Fawn's Pinball and Professor Rad's The Hacks of Life from prison. After show, we hear a radio news bulletin that Randall was murdered.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. The notes, Randall was meant to replace me. I have a farewell show, and when we talk of Universal Nintendo theme park deal.
Oh, that finally happened.
That's exciting because I'm going there in a month and a half from when I'm recording right now. Who knows when that is? Let's hear two things. Here's one about Brian first.
How are you doing today?
Hey, Dave. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. So we're looking for an advertising home in your area. Would you be interested in receiving a free wireless home security system in exchange for putting a small security sign in your yard?
I don't know, Dave. Please tell me more.
Dave?
Well, my job is just to make sure you are interested in learning more. I have a specialist who can explain all the details, and then you can decide if this is a good fit for you and your family. Is that okay?
Abijah?
Is that okay?
Ajaba?
The robot hung up on me.
I can't believe you said Ajaba. What's wrong with that?
Ajaba.
And here is one about Randall.
Okay. So I guess that went okay. I hope Randall's okay. I
don't. Well, I mean, well, as a person, I know. Do, but I really don't. I want to keep doing this.
No, okay. I mean, I guess if anything happens to him, you could be the permanent host because.
Fingers crossed. No harm wished upon him. Just sickness or tongue missing, something where he can't podcast.
Yes, that podcasting disease. Yeah, but I'm sure. I hope he's okay. I'm sure he's fine. Hey, do you mind if I turn on the radio? I want to hear the score of the baseball game that's going on.
Oh yes, that's fine.
Your program for some breaking news. The body of Randall Slade was found just outside the Happy Cast production studio just moments ago by his father, Orson Slade. Police on the scene say that it looks like murder.
That explains the police sirens.
Oh, yeah, all right.
There's flashing lights outside. I hope he's okay.
Well, he's found dead.
I hope he's okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. In heaven, or wherever he went.
Take him to Mystic Michael. Maybe he can bring him back.
We lost where he is. We don't know. We lost the knowledge.